So if you guys have any questions whatsoever about keto or intermittent fasting, whether you're starting keto as a new person or just need to debug your program, or you have a question about a product, call one of our keto consultants. They'll be able to help you. Call 540-299-1557. That's 540-299-1557.
Welcome to the Dr. Berg Healthy Keto and Intermittent Fasting Podcast. Now your host, the man taking your health to a whole new level, Dr. Eric Berg.
All right, in this next video, I'm gonna explain why it works. This is the most important video, so if you've checked out, check back in. I need your full attention, okay? Especially if you have resistant weight problems, stubborn weight, you can't lose weight no matter what, this is for you, all right? So the number one cause of every weight problem out there right now, it's this underlying issue, and it's called insulin resistance, okay? This is why you need to do ketosis. Now, what is insulin resistance? It's a very stubborn hormonal issue. To understand insulin resistance, you must understand what insulin does first, okay? So let me explain that. Insulin is a key that goes into the cell that opens a door that allows fuel to go inside the cell, primarily sugar fuel. Okay, so that's what it does. It allows sugar to feed the cell, and that's what it does. Now, what happens over time when you consume too many things that trigger insulin, okay, over a long period of time, sugar being one of them, your body starts to resist insulin, okay, because it considers too much toxic, right? So now it doesn't let the key back in. So now it doesn't open the door. Now the cells can't get the fuel inside like they did before, so they're blocked. So now inside the cell, we always have a hungry cell for sugar. Guess what you're gonna crave if you have a hungry cell? You're gonna crave sugar. But not only does insulin control the glucose in the cell, it also controls the protein in the cell, amino acids. That's why a diabetic has loose, flabby skin, weak muscles. So you need good insulin to pull in the protein. Hair, nails, joint, I mean, it's extensive. Also, insulin controls certain minerals and certain nutrients. Specifically, the big one is potassium. If you can't pull in potassium, you have all sorts of issues, okay? One being an electrolyte issue, high sodium, which could lead to higher blood pressure. You could have problems sleeping at night because potassium is a physiological relaxer. You can have problems with your muscles being tight, crampy, or the nerve. So many issues, okay? So I'm just gonna cover those three right now. So basically, insulin controls the fuel in the cell, protein, certain nutrients, all right? And now insulin also takes out the sugar out of the blood, and it puts it into the cell and as stored sugar. That's one of the things it does. So in other words, it lowers blood sugar. Okay, so too much sugar in the blood, it takes it out. Okay, so you can see that this is a blood vessel, it takes it out. So it puts it into the cell, that's number one. It also stores the sugar as stored sugar called glycogen, okay? And the last thing it'll do is store the rest as actual fat, which I'm gonna explain in this next part, check it out. So let me clarify what I meant by anything extra turning into fat, okay? Your normal blood sugars range between 80 to 90, maybe sometimes up to 100, but it shouldn't go over 100, okay? But the question is, what does 100 milligrams per deciliter mean when you get your blood glucose tested? It means that you have 1 teaspoon of sugar per all of your blood. On average, it's about 1 1/3 gallons of blood in your entire body. You only need 1 tiny teaspoon for all of your blood, okay, to be normal. That's what I mean by normal. So anything extra goes into storage as fat. Did you realize that the average person consumes 31 teaspoons of sugar a day? Okay, I'm talking about all the hidden sugars too, in the breads, pasta, cereal, wine, crackers, all these things, okay? So all that accumulates and it actually raises the sugar and it forces your body to work harder and harder, and that's why you get insulin resistance in the first place, all right? Let me go to the next part. Okay, so we have the pancreas that makes insulin. You have insulin resistance, right? Insulin can't go in the cell anymore. Therefore, the cell has deficiency of insulin. And that signal comes back and tells the pancreas we have low insulin. Guess what? It makes more insulin. Insulin-resistant cases have 5 to 7 times more production of insulin than normal people, and that is the problem. We have too much insulin, but it's dysfunctional. It can't work in the body. And that's why you get all these side effects, like fatigue after meals, you need to take a nap, brain fog, memory issues, cognitive issues, vision problems, anxiety, mood issues, and belly fat, okay? So ketosis is the method of fixing insulin resistance. All right, in the next video, we're gonna talk about what to do.
Hey guys, I just wanna let you know I have my new keto course just came out. It's a mini course. It covers all the basics and how to do it correctly. You can get through this in probably 20 minutes at the very most. So if you're interested, click the link below and get signed up now.